I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, evangelist of the Church of Christ. We're glad that you're listening. We're hopeful that you will continue to listen and that you will invite your friends to listen with you. We do remember that 1 Peter 4:11 says, "Yet if any man speak, let him speak as it were the oracles of God. And if any man minister, let him minister as of the strength which God supplieth, that in all things God may be glorified." So we're happy to greet you day by day. Our question, which we have considered for this week, says, "I noticed recently a letter to the editor in our local newspaper. Creation Science Fallacious Reasoning was the heading. Please comment." Well, we've certainly been glad to have this question, and we have been happy to comment on the one who wrote these things. And evolution, of course, he thinks, is an ongoing process, observable by every human being. Well, it's strange, my friends, that so many of these things are cried out as being science, which really even the scientists know is not true. They realize that it is not any fact in evolutionary theories. They realize that this is a theory and only a theory, and science means I know something. Now, science does not claim to know because it does not know where man came from. But creation, according to the Word of God, says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." God said, "Let us make man in our own image after our likeness." And God made man of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. These are the things which men must see, because they are the truth, and they are indeed in every way reasoning that is not fallacious at all. If Charles Darwin were alive today, he'd find himself faced with a rapidly increasing number of first-rate scientists who believe that this theory of evolution was and is pure hogwash. Recently, a group of them met in Wichita, Kansas, and Dr. Dwayne Gish, who is a biochemist and associate director for the Institute of Creation Research in San Diego, California, he made a speech in which he said, I'm quoting, "A lot of scientific law tends to support the creationist theory better than the theory of evolution," end quote. Gish went on to say, and I'm quoting, "Fossil records show a remarkable absence of transitional forms, and these forms are demanded by evolutionary theory, but are absent everywhere." Now, this renowned scientist, my friend, said what every scientist knows. It isn't just the link that's missing in the chain of evidence for evolution. It's the whole chain itself. Every scientific finding to date supports the idea that man and apes were created separately and that they did not rise from a common ancestor, much less that man is a descendant of an ape. Every scientist knows that in order to build a complex form of life such as man actually is, from a single cell no less, there must be more than the input of simple energy. There must be energy conversion systems already in operation and someone to guide them and manipulate them. And there must be somewhere the creator, the perfecter of these systems. These presuppositions, even within themselves, upon which even the theory of evolution rests, argue in favor of divine creation. My friends, these things we need to study, we need to think about. Our studies together may be very profitable, and I'm hopeful that they are. I'm hopeful that each one will take his Bible, study with us from day to day as we investigate the truths of the Word of God. Always a pleasure to be with you.